Today on Rediscovered Radio, we travel back in time nearly 50 years to 1968. During that tumultuous year in American history, the Minnesota poet Robert Bly made an appearance at Antioch College to read his work. At that time, Bly symbolized the Vietnam anti-war movement. He was also a translator and publisher who focused on international poetry, bringing new ideas to American writers. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds explores Robert Bly's contributions to literature.
Tonight on WYSO's Community Lectures series, Robert Bly, poet revolutionary, reads some of his poetry.
When he visited Antioch College in 1968, Robert Bly read poems that were critical of the conflict in Vietnam, President Lyndon Johnson, and America's consumer culture. That was standard subject matter for many poets in the late 60s. What made Bly's reading unique were his translations of 15th and 16th century Japanese poets. He also shared traditional poems from Pashtun tribes in Pakistan and Afghanistan. These poems were very short, most of them haikus or haiku length.
I'll read you some poems of the Japanese poet Isa. Brilliant, beautiful man. Lived at the time of Wordsworth. He got in bed one night and found a cricket there. Cricket, be careful, I'm rolling over. That's the whole poem. Don't wait for any more. There isn't any more. That's all.
The first small poem may have been a little confusing, but the audience soon caught on to the precise language and sense of humor as Bly read more work by the Japanese poet Isa.
So here's a little poem about he found two watermelons, and he put them in a tub to cool, and he thought, well, somebody will come by and steal them. I know it. They'll come there and be gone. Here's a little poem. Now listen, you watermelons. If any thieves come, turn into frogs.
This is not to say that all the small poems were humorous. Bly's translation of a piece by the Japanese poet Basho was more philosophical.
This is the poem of Basho's. How marvelous the man is, who when he sees a lightning flash, doesn't think life is fleeting.
And the traditional poems from the Pashtun tribes that Bly read used body comedy and dark humor to convey their points.
One of them goes like this. Call it romance, call it love. You did it. Now pull up the blankets, I want to sleep. Another one was, I met the devil on a white horse. Where are you going? I said. To ruin your town, he said.
Bly used a similar style in his own work. Exact language, reverence for nature, and an understanding of the world around him. But instead of 15th century Japan or Pakistan, Bly often wrote about Midwestern America and the middle of the 20th century, like in the poem, When We Are in Love.
This poem is about those little towns in the Middle West. They're very, very beautiful, really. Especially at night and completely deserted. When we are in love, we love the grass and the barns and the light poles and the small main streets abandoned all night.
Bly also read one of his more standard length and more popular poems, a piece about Ohio that feels as relevant today as it did 50 years ago and as timeless as Basho or Isa or Pashtun tribes.
Driving through Ohio, we slept that night in Delaware, Ohio, a magnificent and sleepy country, oak country, sheep country, sod country. We slept in a huge white tourist home with National Geographics on the table. North of Columbus, there's a sort of torpid joy. The slow and muddy river, the white barns leaning into the ground, and houses with small observatories on top, as if Ohio were the widow's coast, looking over the dangerous Atlantic. Now we drive north past the white cemeteries, so rich in the morning air. All morning I have felt a sense of death. I am full of love and love this torpid land. Someday I will go back and inhabit again the sleepy ground where Harding was born.
That's Robert Bly at Antioch College in 1968. Bly turned 90 this December. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Rediscovered Radio is supported in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities.